Come and take it. Come and take it. Come and take it.
Mark DeLuzio from Scottsdale, Arizona. We have a very special guest today, a guy named Ted Nugent. And geez, I have an introduction here. I don't know if I need to read it, but the music you're hearing in the background right now is Come and Take It. And maybe Ted can tell us a little bit about that song, because it's a pretty powerful song. Ted, just a little bit of an introduction. Sold over 40 million albums, 6,900 high-octane concerts. How the heck did you do that? Named Detroit's greatest guitar player of all time. Everybody should know that he lives in Texas, but he's from Detroit. Are you going to play for us? Awesome.
Well, I suppose I could. We'll check out the Sonics. But anyhow, okay, yes, Mark, okay. Great to join you. You are my truth, logic, and common sense funk brother, blood brother, soul brother, American shit kicker. So I'm proud to join you. Plus, Arizona, I miss Arizona. I've been rock and rolling in Arizona since about 1968, and I'm not touring anymore because hotels are jail, but I'm still doing rock and roll rhythm and blues parties and playing all over Texas and Hope in Michigan. But I want to thank everybody watching, no matter where you're from. Thank you for this unbelievable gift of a career. You people deserve me.
Hey, by the way, we just had Sheriff Joe on the Arpaio on the show the other day. He's a good friend of mine, and he said to say hello.
Yep, Sheriff Joe is a good friend of mine. I have a great connection with great law enforcement. You know, there's a difference between law enforcement and great law enforcement. The great law enforcement absolutely adheres to their sacred constitutional oath. The rest of them, FBI, some of these jackbooted thugs around the country, how embarrassing is that, Mark? And I know that Sheriff Joe and great, great law and order warriors out there, they hold the same despising of the law enforcement and military who violate their oath to the Constitution. So there is a big difference, especially in 2024. Am I right?
Did you ever notice that the guys that follow the law, like President Trump, he followed Title 8 on the border. He was called a racist. Sheriff Joe followed all the immigration laws and still holds that the sheriffs here in Arizona have a lot of power that they're not using. And crime out here right now, Ted, is crazy. I live in North Scottsdale, a beautiful neighborhood. I got a Major League Baseball player living right next door, and we are barricaded by crime. I had a kidnapping right behind me a couple of months ago. So the immigrants are here. When you follow the law, you are just crucified by the left. And, well, look, they don't like our Constitution, and they don't like our laws. I don't know what to tell you. We have Suzette coming in sooner or later. Here she is. Yeah, but Ted, what's on your mind today? You know, I know probably nobody better to talk about hunting than you. and also how that ties into your patriotic twist on the world and hunting is all that. Suzette, hi, you just joined us. How you doing?
Hello, Suzette. Welcome to the party.
Oh, thanks, Ted. It's so great to meet you. I'm up in Sedona, and every time it rains, our internet starts to slow down.
Yeah, it's a lot of liberals in Sedona, Ted, but they're everywhere anyway.
But you know, one thing about this, Suzette and Mark, if you got Ted Nugent at your campfire, we'll call this an electronic campfire, as long as I am here, the liberals are parting like the Red Sea before Moses. When I go downtown Austin, the hippies scramble for cover. And, you know, Mark, you're talking about the engineered recidivism, the engineered invasion, the engineered explosion in violent crime by those welcomed by our own government. Let me just bring you some truth, logic, and common sense celebration, which, by the way, you people are my truth, logic, common sense cohorts, because the logic and the common sense is ubiquitous. Everywhere I go, people from every imaginable ethnicity and color and creed and walk of life, and even some gender-confused individuals, they come up to me and they thank me for standing up for God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, Declaration of Independence, work ethic, law and order, you know, all that radical stuff. The radical stuff that made the greatest quality of life in the history of the world, where we gave the flame-throwing middle finger to kings and tyrants and emperors and Führers. Unfortunately, though the majority of Americans still get up early, driven by instinct and morality to be in the asset column, to be productive, to treat people as they wish to be treated. That is still alive and well and not quite universal, because look at the snake in the White House, the snake in the White House that has welcomed the genocide by communist Chinese fentanyl into America. Joe Biden is that guy. Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, and I'm afraid most Republicans are immoral, heartless, soulless, criminal, corrupt, greedy. And yes, we can harp on that. I do every day. I do media every day. But what I am stating here, what you represent, Mark, what we represent here, is the standard operating pulse of the good families of America that are law-abiding, that are productive, that don't want to bloodsuck and have their debts covered by other hardworking people, you student loan punks. So we could literally never leave the ugliness of the ugliness that exists in America. But let me bring you some wonderful glowing light in the darkness. I got up this morning on my ranch in Texas. I got a couple of new colt pythons. How beautiful is the colt python?
Beautiful.
Just did my Hogan's Alley combat range this morning. I just like to aim small, miss small. And I work with Navy SEALs and Army Rangers, Green Berets, SWAT, constitutional sheriffs and police officers.
Right.
Farmers, ranchers. Again, the American in the arena of the swirling dust of challenge and risk-taking. And we come out as a positive force. And remember, I'm just a guitar player. I mean, I actually wrote Wango Tango and I meant it. But the point being is that anybody can dig into their heart and your instincts could drive us to write the Ten Commandments. We could have written those. Thank God for Moses coming off the mountaintop with the originals. We could write the Constitution. If the king doesn't allow us to do this, then we will write it down and we will do this. If the king doesn't let us choose our religion, we will write it down first and choose our religion. I could have wrote that. And again, I didn't go to college. I was too busy learning stuff. So as I ramble on here with you guys, I walk the not so mean streets of America every day. I do radio talk, rock and roll, news. I do media every day. And when I make the statements I'm making right here, the only way someone can counter what I stand for, what you stand for, what the best Americans stand for, the only interviewer that can counter the standard operating truths, original family priorities and principles, is when they actually come out and say, well, let me play devil's advocate. Well, if you're going to stand against the things Ted Nugent believes in, you are a devil's advocate. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So yes, freedom is alive and well. I'm compartmentalized. My shooting this morning, I just got a new pallet of Remington ammo. Could we please have a moment of silence for the backup alarm that brings me pallets of Remington ammo? Do I have an American dream or what? It's ballistically coefficient. But as I ramble on at the tender age of 75, my energy level, my piss and vinegar level, my defiance level, my critical thinking level is at an all-time high, because the enemy is not at the gate. The enemy is in our face. And the enemy's name is Joe Biden and everything those snakes stand for. So I have you might want to try this. On my gate, it says invade and die. On my gate, it says trespass and die. On my gate and on my perimeter of my ranch here in Texas and in Michigan, it has signs that says squat and die, because I am in fear for my life, because the evidence surrounding invasion, trespassing, and squatting, the evidence is irrefutable that people are dying. They're being slaughtered.
Yep.
By the devils that Joe Biden is inviting in through our open borders, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans with their fentanyl. Joe Biden's fentanyl. If anybody listening right now is all angry at, oh, he's a smart, he's a radical. I dare you punks to debate me on Mark's podcast anywhere, anytime, because all they've got is lies and hate, and they are brainwashed by the communists in the media, the government, academia, big tech, and they can all kiss my flame-throwing constitutional ass, because every time they try to debate me, I rip their heads off, and they're helpless. That's why they don't have me on mainstream media anymore, because I eat them alive. They can't even debate the guitar player. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know?
Well, there's one thing that they have a problem with, and that's something called facts.
Yeah, evidence. I'm a pretty cocky guy. I'm from Detroit. You know, Detroit wasn't the murder capital because we're more violent. We're just better shots. The point is that I cultivated this beautiful career of the cocky soundtrack, the fun soundtrack, the rhythm and blues, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, James Brown, Wilson Pickett, Motown, Funk Brother soundtrack, because in Detroit, the work ethic drove us to make sacrifices and take risks. The man in the arena. We put our heart and soul into being the best right. that we can be. I learned that from the Motown masters and from That's the right. musicians, all the black musicians that inspire all the meaningful music in the world. And the point being is that I have a podcast on Real America's Voice. We have our Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild TV show, 35 years. It's on 8 times a week on the Pursuit Channel. And yeah, it's about conservation, hunting, fishing, trapping, aim small, miss small, firearms and archery discipline, all the good stuff. But I also weave in the spotlighting of cockroaches. Because take a good look at this old guitar. Take a good look. If I had some sleep, I'd be downright good looking. But you'll have to deal with this. I, Ted Nugent, the big mouth, challenging authority, holding my elected employees to constitutional accountability. I am exactly what the founding fathers wanted all Americans to be. And people who call me radical are soulless, spineless, weak, subservient sheep. And that's why Joe Biden is, well, he's not the president. He didn't win the election. He did not win the 2020 election. Masks don't work. And the shot was not a vaccine. Anybody want to debate me? So here I am, Mark.
Hey, by the way,
I represent what's in the heart and soul of the best people out there.
I got kicked off of LinkedIn for saying what you just said, that the vaccine is not a vaccine for life. Sure. For life. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey. Truth don't matter, right, to them. You know.
Well, that's why you were kicked off, because the truth is you're not allowed to speak the truth. You're only allowed to parrot the narrative. And when you realize that you're being lied to, or that it just doesn't make any sense, you're not allowed to say a word about it unless you risk something like what Mark suffered with getting kicked off of LinkedIn. How many followers did you have, Mark?
Oh, hundreds of thousands. I mean, I'm well known in my industry. Well, you know, Ted, I think I told you, I sent you some stuff on my son who was killed in Afghanistan, right?
Yes, I know.
He was killed under the Obama administration. Sure. We didn't even get a freaking call, okay?
An illegal war.
It was an illegal war. Absolutely, it was. Most of them are, by the way. The ones we're going through now, he didn't even go to Congress. And my congressman here, David Schweikert, I called him. I wrote him. I said, I want you guys to push back on this freaking president. He needs to come to you, Article 1, Section 8. He needs to come to you to authorize a war. You're the only ones that we're at war. Go back to Webster's Dictionary, 1828, and look up the definition. So in 2019, President Trump invited us to the White House to honor my son 9 years after he died. Okay. And there you go. He loves our military. The military loves him, and we got to get him elected.
Well, Mark, if I may, we pray for the families who had to sacrifice loved ones. Your son was a warrior. He was a hero, and he gave me the energy and reminded me of my right and my obligation to fight for the constitutional freedom.
Absolutely.
Your son died for the U.S. Constitution illegally by a corrupt Uncle Sam, a military.
That's right.
Industrial congressional complex that is
out
of control. And everybody is starting to figure that out, which is why we need to vote for Donald Trump. We need to dedicate ourselves to wake people up that if you want energy dominance, Donald Trump. If you want secure borders, Donald Trump. If you want to get us out of global contracts where we pay trillions of tax dollars by hardworking Americans for corrupt regimes, if you want to get out of those contracts again, like Trump did for 4 years, we need to vote for Donald Trump. So the most important thing we can convey here today, and I do it every day, is that if you don't vote for Donald Trump and you don't stand up for Donald Trump, who was in the crosshairs of this illegal, corrupt, anti-justice lawfare, if you don't call your mayor, your senator, your congressman, your governor, keep after them, your DA, your sheriff, your state trooper commander, your chief of police, these are the people that work for us that are in charge, and their duty is to keep us safe and secure. They're failing miserably, except here in McLennan County and a few jurisdictions around the country where people do elect constitutionalists. If you're not an active, constitutional, demanding American, Nancy Pelosi considers you a friend, and how embarrassing is that?
Yep. Well, hey, look, that's why we're doing this podcast, because it's called The Constitution Solution, One Podcast Under God, and we really do believe that if we follow the Constitution, most of our problems would be solved. Okay.
Oh, immediately. But now, Uncle Sam and Joe Biden and the entire, and most of the Republicans, the Mitt Romneys of the world, they're wiping their ass with the Constitution. Every day you can see it. No one authorized to take my hard-earned tax dollars to kill babies or to pay this corrupt sex trafficking, money laundering creep in Europe. Nobody asked me about that. All my tax dollars are used for immoral objectives. Case closed. So until people get their head out of their ass, and let me summarize it. I do these GOP events, and boy, I scare the hell out of them.
Good.
They're not doing their job.
No.
If you're not raising hell and demanding constitutional accountability, you are the enemy of freedom. And we might as well piss on your son's grave. Right. Conversely, I fight for the freedoms he sacrificed for. I fight for him every day. And when people call me a radical and an extremist, I go, hello, you think? I'm radical and extreme. I dare to experiment in self-government, the most radical and extreme thing in the history of our species.
I think right now, the thing that is become so obvious, one is the war against it's called democide, the government trying to kill us. And when you allow fentanyl in, and they put fentanyl, they spray it on marijuana, they put it like traces of it, because it only takes a little bit to kill you. So you have people that have no intention of committing suicide that are using these like designer drugs, and they're dead. You know, 100,000 people died last year from fentanyl poison.
That we know about. Yeah.
That we know about.
You can't believe the government numbers, by the way. So, yeah.
But, right. But so if it's 100,000, it could be a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing that I think is really like in your face is I just listened to a guy named Michael Yon. Ted, I don't know if you know him, but he has spent time in the Darien Gap, where all of these NGOs. So NGOs in Panama, there are over 350 of them from all around the world, like an Israeli one that supports Hamas is there. And they are bringing in criminals and, well, I don't know if they're criminals. They're criminals, of course, when they cross the border, but
we have criminals in the White House. So
they're military. These are military people, you know, invading our country. So you're not overstating it. When we talk about invasion, it's not hyperbole. By the way,
Ted mentioned Suzette, the military industrial congressional complex. Not many people know that Eisenhower took that word congressional out at the last minute.
Yep.
Not many people know that. And that just tells you how well versed he is. So,
yep. And Eisenhower, I know. I've been listening. Warned us against the CIA and the military industrial complex. And they run the world right now. Our government,
that's right.
You know, you want the most painful thing that can possibly be said, not just by me, but by anybody, because it's irrefutably true. Uncle Sam is the great Satan. Right now, our government is the enemy of humanity. Our government is so criminal, so evil, so corrupt, They're into the child sex trafficking. They're covering up the Epsteins. They're covering up the Clintons. They're covering up the Obamas. Here, let me say something. I used to have 36 million Facebookers. I had a 36 million reach when I identified that Trayvon Martin needed to be killed because he was trying to kill George Zimmerman. And when someone is trying to kill you, you get to use lethal force to stop that threat. And all of a sudden, my 36, and that's irrefutably true. That's the most instinctual purity of the human spirit, is to defend one's life against imminent threat against that life. And then Michael Brown, he needed to be killed because he was taking the cop's gun to kill him with his own gun. It was irrefutable. And so many. All of a sudden, my 36 million went down to 26 million. And then I kept sharing these truths, these irrefutable evidence-drenched truth. It went from 26 million down to 16 million, down to 12 million. Now I'm down to only 100, well, I guess a few thousand, because they completely censor me, because the founding fathers wrote down in the First Amendment, since the king wouldn't let us speak freely, we wrote it down that we get to speak freely. And in this 2024 insanity, we are not allowed to speak freely. So let me say things that really drive these censorship monsters crazy. Barack Obama wasn't born in America.
The sheriff Joe talked about that. Yes.
The Sheriff Joe Arpaio's team found is irrefutable. Mm-hmm. The second thing that'll get me in trouble, Barack Obama married his boyfriend, Mike. The evidence is irrefutable. Here's another thing. The two young ladies that were subjected to the most cruel hoax are not the Obamas' daughters. They're the daughters of someone else. And I could go, and Epstein didn't kill himself. And I could go on and on. It is unbelievable the treachery that we put up with. So I was going to make a statement that communism is evil. Marxism is evil. Slavery is evil. Tyranny is evil. Worse, the Democrats are evil. The liberalism turned into evil. But worse than all those evils, worse than all those combined, apathy that allows those evils to continue. And the biggest curse in the world today is Americans that don't raise hell, don't question authority, and blindly obey clearly immoral commands. Exactly. FBI, How can you obey an immoral command? I signed another thousands of these yesterday, and I can't sign them fast enough. This is what the guys in the FBI and the military should do. If you tell me to do something immoral, I won't do it. You can get these at tednugent.com. They're personally autographed. And by the way, when you get a personally autographed flag from Ted Nugent, personally autographed, it brings you much mojo. All of a sudden, your spine stiffens up and your middle finger gets really red hot. You can weld with your middle finger when you enter the Ted Nugent zone.
Hey, Ted, by the way, Michael Brown, his mother got a call from Obama when he got killed. I didn't get one. Okay.
Perfect example of by Uncle Sam. Nothing is more evil than to support a drug-running criminal recidivistic maggot, but not supporting a hero who fought on behalf of the Constitution.
That's
exactly all you
need
to know about Uncle Sam, and it's worse now than then.
That's right.
The whole go ahead, Mark.
Well, I was going to ask Ted. You know, one of the things I'm a hunter. I'm mostly upland game and waterfowl. You see my nice little mallard behind me. I shot in South Dakota, Americans in general are just unbelievably not only illiterate when it comes to the government, but about hunting as well. A couple words on that.
Well, number one, I'm 75 years clean and sober because even though my dad was a drill sergeant in the U.S. Army Cavalry, it was just ridiculously disciplinary. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. I love you, Dad. But I've been clean and sober for 75.6 years because I was raised with discipline, love, nurturement, and guidance, and accountability. Wow, that's radical. And the mystical flight of the arrow to understand my moral obligation to God's miraculous creation to harvest the surplus responsibly every autumn to make room for next spring's production. How about that sentence has never been uttered in a school in America?
Oh, no.
Hunting, fishing, and trapping is the ultimate environmentalism. We harvest the surplus to make sure that the habitat is not overrun so that next spring when the calves and the fawns and the cubs are born and the ducklings and the woodchucks, when the new production happens every spring, it's called miracle creation, that the surplus has been killed and grilled, killed and consumed, the ultimate protein in the world, and it teaches us a higher level of awareness. For example, I am the whack master. I kill lots of critters. I donate tons of venison to soup kitchens and homeless shelters every year. Plus, these dangerous 10 digits of rhythm and blues doom have planted over 10,000 trees. Not because I went to a Johnny Appleseed course in school, because there wasn't one, but because my instinct as a hunter, fisherman, and trapper is to enhance the wild ground where our quality of air, soil, and water comes from, healthy habitat, because we harvest the surplus and because we manage wildlife for sustained yield productivity. I kill a lot of deer every year with my bow and arrow. I was out shooting my Matthews bow this morning. I killed two hogs two nights ago, and the pork from wild hogs is perfect. I'm an old man, but I have unbelievable energy because I'm a hunter. I understand my responsibility, my moral, intellectual, and spiritual obligations as a participant in God's miracle. And my land in Michigan, my land in Texas is prime. It's perfect. The mm-hmm. wildlife is thriving because they're not eating themselves out of house and home, where governments have implemented anti-hunting regulations and the habitat becomes destroyed. The slaughter on the highway of these animals right. is absolutely immoral. And then we have to use our tax dollars to hire sharpshooters to go kill the animals that they thought they were going to save. So hunting is perfect. The sustained yield wildlife management model of America has created more deer than ever in recorded history, more turkeys than ever in recorded history, more black bears than ever in recorded history, more cougars than ever in recorded history, more bison and elk and pronghorn antelope and shearless moose than in over 150 years, because we manage, even though the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is the enemy of mm-hmm. conservation, and most mm-hmm. game departments are the enemy
you bet.
Of
you
conservation,
bet.
Where in Colorado, you're not allowed to use hounds or bait for bears. So we don't kill enough. So gazillions of dollars go to compensate ranchers for livestock destruction. And then we pay a guy hired by the government, who happened to be a good friend of mine, to kill the lions and bears using hounds and bait. We, the people, are not allowed to use hounds and bait, but in order to clean up our failed harvest, the government, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the USDA, what a bunch of corrupt pricks they are. They go out and they slaughter these bears and lions. They don't eat the meat. They don't save the hides. They don't use the claws for jewelry or the skull they bury these magnificent creatures in the ground. They charge us for the backhoe operator to bury magnificent bears and lions. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is indecent. They have no soul. And if anyone would like to debate me on that, bring it on. I do a Ted Nugent Spirit Campfire on Real America's Voice every week, and they won't debate me because a hint of guilt surfaces when they dare try to make the case for their immoral waste of wildlife resources. So hunting, fishing, and trapping has cleansed my soul. It kept me clean and sober, because getting close to game or hitting that 60 mile an hour wood duck with my 12 gauge modified choke and Boss Ammo and Remington ammo, this discipline, this higher level of awareness, which allowed me to absorb B.B. King's music when I jammed with him, and Eddie Van Halen and Billy Gibbons and all the incredible musicians I've collaborated with, I'm able to pick up on their musical adventure and ideas because I'm clean and sober. Willie Nelson and Keith Richards notwithstanding, I'm able to better communicate with my fellow man on all different levels because of the discipline of getting close to game, the stealth necessary to kill my dinner. We don't buy meat at the store. We only eat the precious natural organic wildlife resources that the best diet in the world. Plus my dogs, when they see that I grab the shotgun for pheasants or doves or grouse or wood dog or rabbits or ducks or geese, my dogs, they almost blow up. They get so excited. So hunting is perfect conservation and perfect environmentalism. So is fishing and trapping. Trapping was condemned by idiots, you know, just right. stoned hippie, anti-nature, God-hating punks. And so whenever you mitigate the trapping lifestyle, the government comes in and charges us to trap the animals we weren't allowed to. It's unbelievable the stupidity that's out there. So anybody that doesn't go hunting, fishing, or trapping, or shoot the bow and arrow, you're missing out. It's the highest of highs, and that's the ultimate benefit to the environment. If you want clean air, soil, and water, buy a hunting license, a fishing license, and a trapping license. In fact, if everybody, maybe you can put this on the screen post-production, but visit us at hunternation.org. Hunternation.org is an army of conservative, conservationist, constitutional hunting families who can change the vote where you live to make sure that conservatives and constitutionalists are elected. Hunternation.org. And I'm telling you, people go, Nugent doesn't party. Oh, I party. I party with my bow and arrow and my beautiful wife, Shemaine, and a campfire and the spirit of the wild. So I'm a lifetime hunter. I hunt at least 6-7 months a year. I'll be hunting this afternoon. I'm going to go after pigs again because I like organic pork chops. So hunting is the ultimate soul cleanser and reminder and humbling in God's miraculous creation as a humble servant, as a participant to manage wildlife for balance. Hunting is about balance.
Now, wait a minute, Ted. Now, liberals have told me that human beings are not part of nature. That's what they told me. What do you think about that?
Well, maybe they can try to follow me around for a couple of days and I'll show them some nature.
Well, that's what the climate change hoax did on everybody. They have to now apologize for being alive, right? Yeah. And that's what's going on here. But
well, it's so Ted, insane. Everything the government and the left stands for is irrefutably insane. Because if you follow the vegans, I don't know how it shows up on my social media, but if you follow their claims, so we would let all the cattle and all the sheep and all the pigs, we just let them go. They would eat your tofu. They'd eat tofu because they'd eat it all, you dirt bags. You got to be mentally ill. I mean, I think, and my son, by the way, my son and his beautiful friend, Belle, from Arizona, by the way, they're vegans because of dietary choices. They right. know that vegans haven't saved one pig. Nobody went to get pork and bacon and said, you know, there's a bunch of vegans out here. Maybe we should kill fewer pigs. Uh-uh. We're killing more pigs, more cattle. We're having more grass-fed beef. In fact, Shemaine discovered, if I may do a plug here for a great, great organization called Switch to America. With Shemaine.com. This is a grass-fed, naturally organic, no pesticides, no herbicides, no Roundup-ready poison. Switch to America with Shemaine.com. I don't eat a lot of beef, but these steaks are so delicious, and they're perfectly natural. So the vegans, if you don't want to eat meat, don't. But being a vegan hires tractor operators to kill everything in their bean field. The tractor and the plow and the disc and the Monsanto kills every living creature for your salad. If you don't get that, you might want to stop putting LSD on your Cheerios, because you got to be brain dead not to know that farming kills everything in its path. Every ground squirrel, every songbird, every rabbit, every shrew, every bull, every snake, every turtle, every frog, everything dies for your tofu salad. How insane are these people? It's hysterical.
Oh, come on, Ted. I mean, these people are saving the planet. I mean, come on.
You know, no, I'm saving the planet. I killed two hogs the other night. I'll tell you, I cannot overstate the power of the original martial arts, the samurai spirit. I have a Matthews bow here. I got them in every room. And I, no matter what I do, when I do my chores, I shoot bows and arrows every day. When you discover the spirit hand-eye breathing coordination of archery, right about here, guys, right about here, there's no Joe Biden. Right about here, there's no Uncle Sam. Right about here, there's no criminal corruption. If you're not shooting a bow and arrow, your spirit has not come to its ultimate happiness. The mystical flight of you, even if you don't hunt, though you should, and if you don't, I got you covered, but there's so much stress and hurt and anxiety because our government is so cruel. The media is so dishonest that what they're doing to Donald Trump is so evil. But we need to fight against those things, and I do every day. But by shooting a bow and arrow, do not underestimate this. Get a bow and arrow. Get an old recurve or longbow. Make sure it's mushy and graceful, effortless. You don't want to struggle. You notice I just pulled back this 50-pound bow pretty smoothly. But once you get that martial arts samurai focus of God's gifts to the path of your life / arrow, it really is the origins of the martial arts. Once you get right now, I should probably hit the bullseye. I don't know if you can see that over there.
Perfect. Okay. That is in front of a piano.
Yeah, it's only about 20 feet away. My happiness in unification with God, family, country, freedom, life, liberty, the pursuit of gonzo happiness, law and order. I'm a cop. I've been a sheriff deputy for 39 years. I could tell you some stories. But when I get I could be the ultimate poster boy for getting high on poison because people have fooled that they've lied to themselves that's getting high. That's not getting high. That's getting stupid. Comfortably numb is actually uncomfortably dumb. And when I get the bow and arrow, or I play my guitar right here for you, but it's zero stress. I'm like a newborn child. Every time I draw back my bow, you need to get a graceful bow, stand close to your target, smooth and effortless. If you got to struggle, get a lighter bow. It doesn't matter. 10, 15, 20 pound bow.
Sure.
Find out what this guy is doing with this guy, which is this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy. And all of a sudden, all your gifts from God coalesce into the flight of your, not your arrow, your life. And you get that as a marksmanship too. I trained this morning with my new Colt Pythons, and that spirit. And when I play guitar, I don't know what this sounds like with this technology, but when I play my guitar, whenever I do anything,
awesome,
training my dogs, kissing Mrs. Nugent, this discipline of the mystical flight of the arrow enhances my spirit radar. So anybody listening right now, I know life is ugly and stupid and scary. Get a bow and arrow. And I'm in my man cave cuckoo's nest, arsenal of democracy, a target just 10 feet away, 15 feet. You can shoot in the living room. Be careful, but you can shoot in the living room because it's about the physics of spirituality. And all of a sudden, I mean, stop and think, guys. We've had I apologize for the monologue. I don't mean to be the dominant.
Well, we brought you on to hear you, so that's fantastic.
But you notice I don't stumble trying to express myself.
Nope.
Do that with other artists my age. Go ahead, give it a shot and see how they stumble. Watch Joe Biden. He can't form a syllable. Watch these people who think that comfortably numb good for their family or good for their coworkers. They're liars. They're already losing. They've lost their mind.
You know, so Ted, not to interrupt you, but just I always thought that if I wrote a book, I would title it "While You Were Stoned."
Yes, you missed out on everything.
I know. I mean, this is I really believe that core truth has influenced everything, because people are either drinking, they're taking medication, they're smoking pot, and God knows what else. Can't enough drugs. And I keep thinking, what are you escaping from? You're in charge.
I'll tell you a real good drug that I take. So I swim for exercise, Ted. And I think I told you on a couple of texts I sent you, I have your playlist. Ted Nugent music is the best swimming music out there, Ted.
Yes.
Okay. I swear to God. And, you know, my grandson picked up a guitar. I think I sent you a video, and I played Cat Scratch Fever at 10 Great years music. Old. He said, that's Cat Scratch Fever. How the heck did you know that? Well, I just knew it. So even my 10-year-old grandson knows of your legacy and what you're doing and all that. And when I told him I knew you, he said, you know, Ted Nugent. Oh my God. You know? So, but
my Ted, music, my music is the sound of my spirit. It's intense. It's all, I have some beautiful songs. People might not notice my beautiful songs, but I have some beautiful instrumentals, earth tones. Yep. On the last album, a song, Winter, Spring, Summer, Fall, off the Detroit Muscle record. And I'm able to explore all the human thoughts and emotions and concepts and sensations, both intellectually and musically. And again, I attribute that to the incredible musicians and the incredible people in my life. My wife, Shemaine, she has a Real America's Voice, Faith and Freedom.
She's
my
beautiful.
Sons, my daughters, my grandkids, my brother, my sister, my band, my crew, my management, Linda Peterson, who is this goddess of my calendar.
The big help.
She's just such smart, hardworking, dedicated, funny, cocky, loyal, punctual, dedicated, spiritual beings. That it's about your inner circle. And I have a very vast inner circle, because even the people that approach me when I go to the feed mill or even the sushi bar, some pierced nippled purple hair people come up and go, Uncle Ted, I love the way you stand up for freedom, man. God bless you. Or Uncle Ted, I love your political views. And of course, I always say, I don't have any political views. The Constitution isn't a view.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, by the way, let me ask you a question. So if you were born back in the 1700s, are you in there? Is your signature on those documents?
I'm at the Concord Bridge shooting redcoats. That's what I'm doing. I'm shooting king punks and thugs. Mm-hmm. And here it is, 2024, and there's word out right now to the Texas Parks and Wildlife and to any other authority and power abusers and corrupt bureaucracies out there. You want to play Concord Bridge? You can go ahead and be the Redcoats. I'll be the Patriots. And and that's why I have those signs on my property. You can't come on here without a proper search warrant. See, game departments think they can walk onto your property anytime they want without probable cause. Well, I've said it over and over again. Don't try it here.
Awesome. Ted, we really appreciate your time. If you ever make it out to Arizona, by the way, we got a birthday party coming up for Sheriff Joe, if you can make that.
Well, I'd love that. When is that, Mark?
I think it's either the 14th or 15th of June. His birthday is on the 14th, which is Flag Day, the same day as President Trump's birthday.
Wow.
I held the party for him 2 years ago when he turned 90, and you did a great video. I remember the video. When you told Sheriff Joe that he wasn't killing enough animals, but you had him covered. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Mark, I got to
tell you, I love Sheriff Joe, and I know the best warriors in the world. I shared a campfire with a hero who survived the Bataan Death March. Wow. I do Vietnam brunches here with the Vietnam veterans. Marcus Luttrell. I mean, if you wonder why I'm cocky, I've got six Purple Hearts, but I never served. And every time a guy gave me a Purple Heart going back to 1969, a Vietnam vet, came home without a leg, and Marcus Luttrell, the Lone Survivor, and all these guys, none of them knew each other. They did it over this 45-year span. As they gave me their Purple Hearts, I resisted, but when a Marine shoves a Purple Heart in your hand, you probably shouldn't resist. And they all said the same thing. Many years apart, different geography, and they said, I want you to have this because you fight for the freedoms my buddies died for.
Yep.
And that's my battle cry in life, is that freedom is not free.
Nope.
And they left. They kind of, Nugent dodged the draft. I didn't die. We got a 4F. I was Bruce Lee. I was Bruce Lee till I was 50. I don't get a 4F. If I'd have got drafted, I'd have won the damn war. I didn't get drafted, but I did nothing to dodge the draft. Everybody knows that, but they keep saying that because they want to hurt me with the heroes, but the heroes know better. Not a day goes by where I don't, in fact, I'll show you this morning. I've donated these autographed guitars. You can get these and help support the veterans by going to emailing my son, Toby@tednugent.com. There's all here's what I think is everyone's favorite right there. I don't know if you can see that, but this one just stinks of love.
Oh, I like that
one. There's a good looking guitar. But anyhow, I autographed these guitars and guns and knives and ammo and bows and arrows and motorcycles and gas tanks and machetes. I have an assembly line every day. It's just hysterical. I've raised over $32 million. Just one stupid guitar player, because I have a connection with the most loving, giving, caring, generous people. That wasn't my money, by the way. I just signed stuff. But my autograph stuff since the 1960s has raised in excess of $32 million for
That's
military
amazing.
Charities, children's charities, conservation charities, Second Amendment charities, First Amendment, I mean, all different. Ronald McDonald Cancer House, St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I mean, Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I'm not bragging. What I'm doing is I'm bragging on behalf of people who connect with me that care. We care. That's why the left hates me, because they want people not to care. They want them stoned. They want to legalize dope so people can be sheep and blindly obey like subservient, mindless idiots. That's what the government wants. So if you really want to stand fulfilled in life, be clean and sober. And I got to tell you guys, all these deaths from fentanyl, who killed them other than the communist Chinese and Uncle Sam? The users. Here's a little tip to people that want to be alive. Don't get high. Mm-hmm. You're not pleasant when you're high. Mm-hmm. You went from when you're clean and sober, you're an asset. You care more. You're more conscientious. When you're clean and sober, you're an asset to your family and your fellow man. When you're high, you're a liability. Why would you want to be a liability other than being cruel, insincere, and discourteous to your family and friends? So if you want to get some, I don't know how much I can show you, but boy, we've sold over a quarter million of these. I don't know how much I can show at your show. I personally autograph these hats.
I heard that word before. I don't know about you, Suzette. I heard that word before.
If you want these hats, but here's the number one right here. I will not comply.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
If you want these personally autographed shit kicker flags of freedom, you can go to tednugent.com. And yes, I'm promoting this stuff because the money ends up going to military charities, children's charities, the families of fallen heroes of law enforcement, conservation, wildlife habitat charities. So if you really want to get involved, you got to be clean and sober. You got to be cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock around the clock, Dr. Spock, so you can kill the whole floor. If you want to be alive before you die, you need to take good care of yourself. Eat good food. Don't buy stuff at the grocery store that's full of poison, thanks to the FDA and USDA. If you can't pronounce it, don't feed it to your children. Mm-hmm. Just, well, I'm radical. So, and if you really want to have the ultimate life, go hunting and eat fresh, dead stuff. It's the best diet in the world.
Awesome. Ted, let's close. I really appreciate the time. If you ever make it out to Arizona, let me know. I'll let you know on Sheriff Joe's birthday. If you can make it, that'd be great. Maybe we could do a video. But fantastic. If maybe at minimum we could do a video, but I really do appreciate and honor your patriotism, and more Americans, if anything taken away from this podcast and all the other ones that you do, is pay attention to what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Do not trust anybody in government. Nobody. Okay. Know that the founders knew man was corrupt. Know that they work for you, not the other way around.
Yep.
And stay informed as to what the hell's going on. Stop reading the damn headlines. Jeez, you know? And so God bless you, Ted, and your family, and your music. I'm still going to be jumping in the pool with your music. And last word on your side, my friend.
Well, thanks for, I love the First Amendment, and thank God, even though some of this technology is a curse, especially to young people who are relying on it too much. That's why I encourage parents to get their children a bow and arrow. All of a sudden you'll see their eyes light up, and going from this zombie thing to this excitement of a projectile management. One of my businesses is called projectile management, because life is about managing your projectiles, what you project as a human, and ultimately the mystical flight of the arrow and downrange marksmanship. And the more kids that we can get outside, I've had the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids nonprofit share for 35 years. And I want to thank all the volunteers. And if you'd like to make a donation to get kids off the street, to get them away from the drugs and the alcohol and the crime and the gangs and the cultural suicide that they're bombarded with, go to tednugent.com. I think there's a link for Ted Nugent Camp for Kids that is nonprofit. Yep. I've never received a dime. In fact, Shemaine and I funded it for all these years along with other generous people. But the bottom line is, thank you for celebrating the First Amendment, because that's the first line. That's why the founding fathers said what they said to the king, that we get to choose our own religion. We get to speak our mind. We get to protest those who we employ to represent us based on the Constitution, and to assemble against a corrupt government like January 6th, where over 200 FBI agents did all the vandalism and all the terrorism.
Yep.
Some people might want to look into this. And when I talk like this, the numbnuts amongst us, the Whoopi Cushion Goldberg fan club, by the name, did you know that Whoopi Goldberg's middle name was Cushion? Whoopi Cushion. Whoopi Cushion Goldberg. Anyhow, if you're that stupid, you might want to get your head out of your ass. Pay attention to the world around you. Thank God for Dan Bongino. Thank God for Waters and Tucker Carlson. Thank God for Sean Hannity and Laura. Thank God for the talk show host Joe Pags and Lars Larson in the Great Northwest and Michael Berry and Mark Davis. But we have warriors standing up for truth, logic, and common sense, and that includes you guys. So thank you for letting me raise hell here today. But if you're not pissing off the assholes, you're an asshole. And I don't know if you can speak like that on this, but since it's an open intellectual campfire,
I swear
to God, if you're not upsetting bad people, that means bad people think you're okay, which means you're a bad person. And I will never, ever back down or bend over for the rampant evil that Uncle Sam has perpetuated in this country. It's engineered recidivism. It's an engineered invasion. It's an engineered crime explosion.
You bet.
So if you're not, and bottom line, I said it before, but I can't repeat it often enough. If your mayor, your chief of police, your sheriff, your trooper commander, your senator, your congressman, your alderman, your state rep, your governor, if those offices don't know your family name, and that you demand the right of self-defense and private property rights, if they don't know what your family stands for, they're against you.
Yep.
You have to participate in this blood and guts paid for experiment in self-government. Your son died for our right to experiment in self-government. How dare we not raise hell with our elected employees? I have an 8-man, woman, employee that list that I have to fulfill. I have to pay him every week. And they take orders from me. I take their input because they're all phenomenal. Linda guides most of my thoughts. She's so smart. And Doug Banker and my son Toby, my wife Shemaine, my son Rocco, everybody, my band, my crew, my technicians. But I have Dave Watson right out there in Arizona, who was co-produced and edited our Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild show 8 times a week on the Pursuit Channel. Glory, glory, hallelujah. So I have a team of hellraisers, work addict, shit kickers, heart and soul, asset column dwelling Americans. And we communicate. And the reason we're productive and successful is because we communicate. If you're not telling your elected employees what you expect from them, they will not deliver. So that's the bottom line. That's how this Joe Biden scam of election happened. We weren't paying attention, and it's not too late. Tell everybody you know to save America and get back on a true North compass setting, God, family, country, law and order. Donald Trump, regardless of what you think about that man, his success for 4 years is irrefutable. If we don't elect Donald Trump, we are going down the final toilet flush of a once great nation, because the people in charge now are pure evil. Donald Trump 2024. That's my final word.
Awesome, my friend. Well, thank you very much, Ted. TedNugent.com. You'll find all his stuff on there. I think you'll find your link to Shemaine's podcast and what she does. You'll find all kinds of other goodies on there as well as you go through. So, Ted, thank you very much. This has been great. Keep fighting. We're going to keep fighting on this end. I'll let you know about Arizona on Sheriff Joe's party. And if you're ever in this town, you got to let us know. And
well, I love Arizona. I got friends there, lots of friends, lots of hunting buddies, a lot of rock and rollers, a lot of real commandos like Joe Arpaio and those types of people. Randy Luth, I have you guys. God bless Arizona. Mick Brown, my old drummer, lives out there. So I hope I get back. I'm not touring anymore because my dogs cry when I leave. I have to be home every night. But I'm still doing concerts. I'm doing a bunch of Ted Nugent speakeasies around Texas and up in Michigan. I'm doing the state fair in Pennsylvania where I was vote. I got more votes for the Pennsylvania State Fair than all other artists combined. Yeah. And we're playing a big biker rally in Maryland in September. I'm doing a big and rich patriotic festival up in Aurora, Illinois on May 18th. I'll be at the NRA Dallas on May 17th.
Support. Yeah, I got it right here. Orange Grove. You're doing Orange Grove tomorrow at the Post.
Yeah, I'm playing the Post tomorrow. Orange Grove. I've played a bunch of concerts here in Texas, and they're outrageous.
I got Edmore, Oklahoma on May 4th. I got Hamilton, Texas on May 10th.
Yep.
Aurora, Illinois. You got to talk some sense into those people. May 18th. York, PA on July 28th. And Ocean City, Maryland, where your neck of the woods was Fredericksburg, right? September 13th.
Yeah, now your grandson is a guitar player. Is that right, your grandson?
He is, and he wants me to ask you to take him on tour with him. But
that'll be the day. Well, tell him he's got to learn all the Chuck Berry stuff.
Oh, okay, awesome. Ted, we're gonna sign off with your song. We overwrote our intro and outro. Come and take it, and we're gonna play the whole thing at the end of this. At the end of this thing, come and take it. We're playing the whole 2 minutes and I believe 35 seconds. So, Ted, God bless you. Thank you very much. Keep in touch and keep fighting, my man.
All right. God bless. Godspeed. Live it up. God bless real America. Let's get real America back. Thanks, guys.
You got it, man.
Bye, Ted. Thank you.
Live it up. I love you, people.
Love you, too.
We love you, too. Bye.
And this will be 1787solution.com is our website. And Suzette, that was some interview. And he is quite a person.
He's amazing. I think he is a testament to clean and sober. And I know that may sound like fundamental, but I really believe it's true. He was raised, when he talked about being raised, his dad was a drill sergeant. So he was treated with a lot of respect, but expectations were high. And he rose to that. That guy knows the Constitution, understands his rights, And I think so many people don't. They're, he's a leader. He's a natural leader.
And I believe that if he was born back in the founding of this country, his name would be on those founding documents. And, you know, I guess the other thing, it just drives me nuts when you take a guy like Ted Nugent and they call him radical, okay? Or, you know, right wing. Radical, he's a constitutionalist.
He's believes an American. In our country.
He's American. He believes in our country. And how can that be viewed as radical? Okay. He's what everybody should be. And he's such a amazing ball of energy. So let's close it down, Suzette. That was phenomenal. So we're going to close it down with Ted Nugent's Come and Take It. We're going to play the whole thing for you. Go to www.1787solution.com to get all of our episodes. We just did one with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on YouTube if they don't kick us off. And go from there. This was episode 23. And Suzette from Sedona and Mark DeLuzio from Scottsdale, we'll see you guys next time. Thanks a lot.
Bye, everyone.